This podcast is from a program which originally aired in 2007.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist, composer, and restaurant owner Carlin Munoz. He's from Puerto Rico and he leads a fascinating life. He also plays divinely. How are you?
I'm great. It's such a pleasure to be here, Marion.
Did you really come all the way from Puerto Rico?
Absolutely. I will come from anywhere because, you know, I don't think this is about me. I think this is about you, about being with you, celebrating you.
That's really nice. It gives me a great feeling. We're going to have a great show.
I think so.
And with that in mind, that you came all that way to play for me, I would love to hear a song. And what do you think you could do?
Well,
first
let's see. Most eventful in my life is having a baby. I mean, at my age,
that's
a new baby.
Very eventful.
And her name is Mia. And I wrote a song called Portrait of Mia, of course, celebrating her life, her into this world.
And maybe is I can this play your that for first you. Baby?
This is my fifth.
Your
really.
Fifth?
Right.
Well, you but know what it's all about, but this will be a new tune and a new baby.
That's right.
Portrait of Mia.
Portrait of Mia.
Dying to hear it.
All right.
Boy, that little baby is going to love that song when she grows up a little bit.
Well, I hope so.
That is a really nice song. Do you write music as well?
Well, I compose. I don't actually write because I don't read music.
I don't either.
So, really?
I'm terrible. I mean, I can read very slowly, but I'm interested about you getting started. Like, you just started to play and you got a group of people and showed them how to play? Is that how it began?
Well, yes, as a kid, I must have been around 12 years old, 13, you know, kids in the neighborhood. I was kind of the one that wasn't playing baseball, was at home. My dad bought a piano and eventually, I just started getting curious and climbing up on the piano and started playing. So I, as soon as I got on the piano, I realized that I liked it. See, things started flowing, coming on very natural for me. So pretty soon I had like tunes like Blue Moon and, you know, the things that at first you learn. And
things they were playing on the radio, right?
Oh,
suppose.
And things that were playing on the radio in those days. Well, it was at the end of the towards the end of the Korean War, and we would listen to the BBC on the island, and they would play a lot of American music.
They always did. That's
great.
How I learned all my tunes.
That's where I learned all my tunes, all the great American standards, Days of Wine and Roses, Bloom, you know, all those.
You just learned them by ear.
Just by ear. So I would just imitate. Plus, then my dad brought me a ragtime record, which I'll never forget. And that was such a thrill to hear that.
I can see where you're going. It's amazing how people can teach themselves to play. Because music is the greatest thing we have, to me.
Absolutely.
To have music in your life, in your head, be able to perform like you're doing, like I'm doing. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's truly a joy.
You've got to perform some more for me. How about We'll Be Together Again? How's that? You like that one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
play that one. Heard that tune for so long, that's a kind of a symphonic arrangement, I would say.
Really? I just feel I never played the same twice.
None of us do.
None of us do, that's right.
That's the fun of playing jazz, I think.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I haven't talked about. I'm so curious that a jazz musician has a number one restaurant in Puerto Rico. What town is it in?
Well, it's in the old city. It's in Old San Juan, which is it's a 500-year-old city, and it's a great atmosphere. Actually, it feels a lot like, let's say, the French Quarters in New Orleans.
How did you decide you were going to be a jazz player and have a restaurant? I think it's fabulous.
Well, I didn't decide that. Somebody said, Carly, why don't you open a restaurant? And I said, really? You know? Well, that might be a good idea. So I went on, and for about a year, I just collected my thoughts on that issue, on that alone. And I created an album of what I would like, how I would like it to be. And also, I was living in the old city at the time, so almost selfish reasons, I had no place to go because there wasn't a place like the kind of place that I envisioned having. So I sort of created this place, and it just turned out that people loved it. I have never owned a restaurant. I've never worked in a restaurant other than playing, you know, here and there. But it was amazing. The first night that we opened, I saw actually the place was full of people.
Of course it was. Anyway, this whole thing is so fascinating, but we've got to have some more music. And now we're going to play a blues that everybody knows. Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Now is the time to do our thing.
All right. Now is the time.
The time is just a good old basic blues.
Nice and easy going. Nice and easy.
Do you often play any like slow blues?
Oh yes, I love playing blues. A lot of people ask for blues. It seems it's a very universal.
Like Basin Street, you know that one?
Yeah. Yes.
I love those old tunes because, of course, I played them with all the old tunes with Jimmy. I mean, his repertoire was traditional jazz, and he worked with Louis and Jack Teagarden and all those guys.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got to have some more music. How about you playing a solo?
All right.
Diaspora, what is that?
Well, it refers to kind of like an exodus or away from one's country of origin.
Oh.
And it applies to any kind of a group. We leave our country of origin and come to the States or wherever we are. It's like there is a sense of nostalgia associated with that. And nostalgia is very well associated with music and melody and the feeling of a song. So I kind of try to put that in a general sense with this song.
I'm dying to hear it.
All right. Well,
please play.
Okay. Diaspora.
So that's Diaspora. That's your version of Diaspora.
My version.
It's a very lively, interesting tune. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I learned a new word, which that's great. Well, you know what? I was thrilled to hear a tune by Keith Jarrett on your record.
Yeah.
Did you learn that from the record?
Margot, yes, of course, from the record.
I feel very ashamed. I don't know any Keith Jarrett tunes. I have to learn that one.
Oh, it's a beautiful tune. It's like almost like childlike, which I like about it. I love the childlike nature of that tune. I believe he wrote it for his wife. It's just very, very pure kind of harmonies.
He writes
that tune.
Very interesting tunes.
Very interesting.
And I was knocked out to hear you play that one. So would you want to fit that in?
Sure.
Play it?
Margot. If I remember it, I'll give it my best shot.
I would love to hear it.
Absolutely.
Again. Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.